Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison Bachman, and as always, I'm delighted you're here, and thanks for joining us this evening. And I got to say, good God, it's hot in Pennsylvania. It feels like a rainforest outside, and I'm going to tell you, I'm hoping that the storms will hold off and I can get this show done and over with before they come. So if you start hearing cracks of lightning, that would be me. Okay, now I have a very special guest this evening. His name is Gary Grinberg, but he is better known as Gary the Numbers Guy. And he is passionate about the numbers and how numerology influences events and just about everything in our lives. He has a radio show on Mondays at 1 p.m. on Sports Talk Cleveland, where Gary uses numerology to predict wins, injuries, and a host of other things related to sports teams and players. And I got to tell you, I always enjoy talking to Gary because he gets it. He knows the power of numerology. And I got to tell you, I love any guy that gets as excited as I do about the numbers. So it is just my complete and total pleasure to welcome Gary to the show. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing today, Allison?
Pretty good. I'm very happy that you're here. Like I said, I love somebody that's crazy about the numbers. Can you, like, maybe tell us or, like, tell the listeners what really got you interested in the numbers and numerology?
9/11 got me interested. As I'm sure a lot of numerologists or a lot of people who are into numerology will attest to, one day, you know, this was probably a couple weeks after 9/11, I saw something on the Internet or, you know, whatever I saw, maybe the newspaper, I'm not sure quite, I don't quite remember where I saw it, but it said something like it happened on 11, 9 plus 1 plus 1 equals 11, 9/11 was the 254th day of the year that adds up to an 11, New York City is the 11th state in the Union, New York City has 11 letters in its name. I was like, ooh, what the hell is this? This is, you know, like most people when they first discover numerology, it's like, oh, what a coincidence. You know, and then I started digging deeper and deeper, and I was like, there's no way in hell this is a coincidence. So I started, you know, looking at numbers, and I was like, wow, let's see if this stuff actually works. So I started researching the numerology, you know, the one, the two, what they all mean, and then I started going out, and I started asking people their birthdays. So I was like, okay, you're supposed to be like this, and like this. And everyone kept telling me I'm right. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no way. I was like, I thought this was just me. You know, maybe I'm off a little bit because I'm my own biggest skeptic. You know, mm-hmm. People have met skeptics before. I'm a skeptic. But, you know, after I started studying this for years and years, it was like it's been added to my logic profile. This is right. This is all logical to me now because I understand one thing. Men lie, women lie, numbers never lie.
Exactly. Numbers never lie. Well, you know, no better day than to discover it through 9/11 because there was a lot of synchronicities in those numbers. And actually, you know, I think we said it just a little while ago, maybe not on air, that very significant events happen on days that are 11 days. And, you know, if you pay attention, which is really, if you study numerology and you understand the meaning of the numbers, the next logical step is statistically start paying attention to when these numbers show up and how they're showing up. And what I love about you is that you know, you've taken this passion about the numbers and you really applied it within an area of great specialty, which is sports, sports players, teams, and that sort of a thing. So I imagine even in that arena, you've got the statistics thing going on with the numbers, the law of averages versus coincidence, and you realize that numerology is demonstrating over and over and over again that there is something to the numbers. They do not lie. They're incredibly accurate. And, you know, from what I understand, people either think you're a genius or you're crazy, but you really are making a you're making a statement on your show, right?
Well, it's like this. When some people look around at the best of the best, I'm like, what do the best of the best have in common? No scout in any sports of football, basketball, baseball, hockey, no scout has ever been able to determine what the best of the best have in common. But being a numerologist, I can go in depth and I can research these players. And the information I found was absolutely startling. Number one, the best basketball player of all time, Michael Jordan, is born 2/17/1963. You add that up, it adds up to 29, 2 plus 9 equals 11. Now, he's the best basketball player of all time. What are the chances that arguably, I mean, some people can argue this, but not many, the best football player of all time, Jim Brown, was born 2/17/1936. All you're doing is flipping the 3 and the 6. Absolutely amazing. Then you go on to people like LeBron James. He's born on the same day and has the same numerology number as Tiger Woods. Are these people kidding me? I mean, this type of information that I'm looking at all the time, it's absolutely startling. Absolutely startling. And when people start telling me this is nonsense, I keep giving them example after example after example that it's true. I mean, I want to keep spitting out names, but Dwayne Wade, Kevin Garnett, just people in Alex Rodriguez, people who were the best of the best of what they do, they always add up to either 11, 1, and in some cases, as you pointed out, 8.
Right. Well, you know, okay, look, two things here. Okay, and this is what strikes me is, number one, statistically you're keeping track, okay? And this is something like you can pick up, I don't care, 300 numerology books. They tend to regurgitate the same information. It explains what the numbers mean and explains what,
basic,
you know,
I like to call it.
Basic stuff. But there's the as far as the statistics, where you're the absolute proof that people vibrate to their energy, that they live out their energy, they manifest according to their energy, that energy is really what makes them the people that they are. The actual book on statistics where you're applying numerology, that's basically missing out there on the market. So really, I think you should start, you know, journaling this stuff and write a book about sports and numbers. But also, when you look in terms of the 11, you know, for me, when I look at the 11, that tells me that this person is electric, that this person has a high vibration. It also tells me that this person really has an opportunity in their lifetime to be out in front of the masses. It kind of is the kind of number that pushes somebody to the public eye. When you look at ones are the, you know, all right, we all hear, we want to be number one. We want to be the best of the best. We want to rise to the top. I want to win. Okay, ones like to be the best at anything that they do. And so it makes an incredible amount of sense that a sports team, you know, would have players on it that got heavy one vibrations, because this is what, one is also the number of action. It's a number that's very physical. Truth be known, usually people that got heavy one energy are very thin and very athletic. They have the bodies of gazelles. So it makes a lot of sense that you're going to find a lot of ones in the sports industry. Now, eights, they also have a great deal of physicality to them. I'm telling you, you don't want to be around an eight because they will drive you crazy because they never stop. They have physical energy, but also they're very competitive. You know, they really are competitive people. They like to win as well. So, you know, this to me, you know, you're applying this to sports and you're finding this very consistently, which, you know, bravo to you. Bravo to you for, you know, picking up on this. And you really need to, I'm sorry, you need to write a book about what your discoveries are.
I'll tell you some more stories about what I've done. I've actually, in 2007, I live here in Cleveland, Ohio, and no team in Cleveland, Ohio has won a championship in anything since 1964. So I was like, you know what, I see I can actually help. So I went to the Cleveland Browns, the Cleveland Indians, the Cleveland Cavs, and I got mixed responses. I mean, the Cleveland Browns former general manager put a restraining order on me for sending in emails on numerology. Nothing else, just emails. That's how, and we're talking about a guy who's an ordained minister, so numerology to him is like, you know, devil worship. You know, people don't understand any better. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So one's gone. The second team I talked to, I actually got to the owner, Dan Gilbert, and he offered me a deal. He's like, okay, if these players, and I used to send them emails about players who are going to get injured, and I was like, okay, if these players get injured when you say they will, we're going to, you know, talk to you. Well, the guy got injured. I still never talked to the guy. I guess he backed out, maybe got scared or something. But when I'm looking at all this information out there, mm-hmm. it's like, how can you not understand that it can't be a coincidence? One time's a coincidence, twice, three times. But if this keeps happening 15, 20, 30 times, how can you, in your right mind, say it's a coincidence? And the thing I don't like about most numerologists, and why you're one of the few numerologists I actually will listen to, and I really, truly mean that, is because most numerologists think numbers are dictating. They don't understand the energy behind the numbers.
Right.
I honestly believe this is all about energy. And because people can't see the energy, they can read the energy through the numbers.
Right. Well, I remember when I first started off with numerology, and I can remember that there was this forum, and it was supposed to be, you know, some of the greatest numerologists in, you know, in this particular forum. And I think I was one of the first people that used the word energy with the numbers, because the numbers represent energy. That was very clear
mm-hmm.
to me. And there's energy, I think, in a person's numerology chart that is their personal energy that makes them the person that they are.
Agreed.
But there's also energy that comes in at certain times of your life that actually has an influence upon your life and upon your experiences as well as your opportunities. It is not necessarily the same energy that you are. However, it will influence, you know, what happens to you within a given year, how to make the best possible use of it. Really, anybody that doesn't follow their personal year information with numerology, you know, that's like going around life being clueless. You really should know what your personal year information is.
I believe, personally, the personal year is the most accurate thing in numerology.
Exactly.
That's what I personally believe.
Now, you use specific numbers in personal years. This is what gives you a little bit of insight into players and their injuries. So why don't you talk a little bit about that? What numbers do you flag? What personal years do you flag with players where you know they're going to have a rough year?
Well, before I get into that, let me explain this. 7 in numerology is the number of the thinker, the number of the loner, the number of the person that if he can't figure something out, it's really going to bother him, the perfectionist. I've noticed that people who are born on the 7th, the 16th, 7 plus 1 plus 6 equals 7, or the 25th, 2 plus 5 equals 7, are a lot more injury prone than any other type of athletes. Or if their whole number adds up to a 7, 16, 25, 34, I've noticed they're a lot more injury prone. Now, if you take year cycles, I've noticed this, and me and you have talked about this before, that if someone is in their 7-year cycle, it doesn't mean necessarily they're guaranteed to be injured, but if they're not following the right path, if they're not learning, if they're not getting new knowledge, if they're not doing what you're supposed to do in a 7-year, this system, this matrix, whatever you want to call it, will make sure they start learning because it will injure somebody.
Exactly.
People in 7-year cycles, they get injured all the time. I've seen this too many times. I predicted an injury on my show a couple weeks ago, and it happened the next day.
Right.
I mean, this is not, I'm not a psychic. I just can read the numbers. And if you're in your 7-year and you're not gaining new knowledge, if you're not getting educated in some new sort of way, this universe will bring you down to a point where you will have to.
Right. Well,
that's what I've seen.
Right. Well, I've done, as I said, you know, thousands of readings, and 7 life paths, 7 birthdays. They're my favorite people. I'm a 7, and what I love about 7s is if you talk to them about their sleep, you know, like if a 7 life path has to have their sleep, they have to have the quiet time, they have to have the time to think. They're a little bit of a recluse at certain points, you know, in their day where they need some space. And really the 7, when you look at it, it's about rest. It's a life path that's talking about rest. And what's really fascinating and very interesting is you'll find that somebody that has a 7 life path, it doesn't mean they go their whole life without working. That's not what it means. But at some point in their life, they're literally could be supported by money they've already made, or they can retire early, or maybe they've got somebody in their life that's supporting them so they don't have to work as much. Because really, the goal, when you have the 7 energy around you, when that's your purpose in life, when that's what you're here to do, you're here to think, you're here not to physically be out there doing manual labor or sports or anything like that. in a seven personal year, I tell all my clients, it's amazing how many people are laid off from work, who, as you said, have to have an operation, break a leg or something. All of a sudden, instead of going to that 9-to-5 job, they're sitting around recovering on their deck, or, you know, they have lots of time on their hands. It's a 7 year. Because the universe and God in his infinite wisdom says in a 7 year, listen, take your career, take money, take work, put that all on the back burner, because what this year is all about for you is about seeking knowledge, gaining new knowledge on things, soul growth, reflection, anything but the 9-to-5 job. And also what's really interesting is in a 7 year, you don't have to worry about the money, because what you need in order to survive that year is going to be given to you. It's already present in your life, or you'll get it during that year. And so don't worry about the money. You're being taken care of. You're covered. It's basically, it's like we're giving you time off. And so what you say about the 7 year, absolutely valid. I mean, I don't, when you talk sports players, I mean, half their names go over my head. You know that. But
I understand.
But I talk to just real people every day out there doing readings, and this is so consistent with the seven life path people, also with seven expression people, and certainly 7 years. You know, these are not people that are meant to have that 9-to-5 job and be out there busting their butts. You know, they're meant to do some other stuff.
Just to clarify your point even more, you are a seven life path, and I'm born on the seventh, and we're both numerologists. So
yeah, I know.
I've noticed that half the people who email me, on whether my MySpace or just, you know, whatever show I do, and they want information on numerology, half of them are seven. Either they're born on the seventh, 16, 25th, or the life path is a seven, because people who are born on with the seven life path, they're here to think, and they get it. They will get it a lot quicker than most people who don't. And I'm not saying, you know, being a seven is any better than any other number. Every number has its strong points and its weak points, because if you're, you know, have a seven life path, I believe you have a very, very strong mind, but the balancing act is you have a weak body. Not saying you can't be in good shape and you can't work out. It just means your body's going to break down. That's just what I've seen through my lifetime.
Gary, let me just explain something to you. Gym class, I actually got in trouble for skipping it. I hated it. And sports, forget it. Okay? They say, climb that rope. I said, get the hell out of Dodge. You climb the freaking rope. I ain't doing it. Trampoline, screw you. Why do I want to jump? I was like the world's worst athlete. I was like not the least bit interested in anything, you know, and as far as, you know, having a weak body, the one thing I can testify to is my first pinnacle in life, which was the first 29 years of my life, I was in a seven pinnacle. I have to say, as a child, I was one sick kid. And for the first 29 years of my life, I can't even begin to tell you that I had, before I hit 30, I had already been operated on twice, okay? I mean, this is when you're supposed to be healthy. I was already had two surgeries. I was sick with everything. Even in seven pinnacles, when you look at people's energy and their pinnacles, when you get into that aspect of numerology, you know, their health gets lowered even in those pinnacles as well. So you're absolutely dead on 100%. But you also, with sevens, the reason why they make great numerologists is because they do have great minds, but they also have this methodical, rational, almost scientific approach to things. They study it to the point of becoming an expert. They are seekers of the truth, and they are very open. Actually, spiritual philosophy is really what they're all about. And when you really look at numerology, when you really totally understand this divination tool, it's basically talking spiritual philosophy in our lives. This whole chart that we have is actually our life plan and what we have planned out in this lifetime. Numerology validates any, I don't care who wrote the book. I don't care if it's Neil Donald Walsh, Don Miguel Ruiz, I don't care, John Holland, James Van Praagh, Sylvie Brown, I don't care who's writing anything about spiritual philosophy. It is validated over and over and over again in numerology. So sevens make wonderful numerologists, because first of all, they got the brains. Second of all, they understand statistics. They understand coincidences, the law of averages. Mm-hmm. They're very good mathematicians. And you know what? They also are drawn to spiritual philosophy. So they embrace the idea of something like numerology. You have the capabilities not only to be a premier numerologist, far greater than you realize, but also to be a teacher. And so you've got some serious energy in your chart. And I, for one, I know you're much younger than me. You're a puppy by my standards. But I'll be first off, let's just put it this way. I'll be watching your career. And second off, when I die, I'll be haunting your ass, okay? So, you know, I'll be standing over your shoulder, okay? So I really think that you've got a big, long career in this. And I don't know if you realize, Gary, but I pulled your chart because I wanted to look at it for just a little bit. Did you get did you get a new opportunity this year or something new open up for you?
The talk show I have that I do every day.
Okay, because you had an aphysical transit that came in at age 31, and usually when you get an aphysical transit, you get a major new opportunity. Oftentimes it's by your own hand. Maybe you actually seized the moment, or you pitched the idea, or it's a creative idea that you did. So that's kind of cool. And I got to tell you, you're coming into, you know what Master 22 is. I mean, you know 33,
yeah.
But 22, you're coming into 22 energy in your essences from ages 32 to 36.
And going to have to start building things.
Yeah, well, we're talking international and large scale here. So what you got to do over the next, you know, X number of years is you may get some opportunities for, you know, overseas or internationally or maybe an international radio, whatever, or television or whatever. But, you know, you have some opportunities to go big coming up for you. So, again, I'll be watching you because you got some big stuff in your chart. So,
yeah, going to be like Big Brother watching, huh?
Yeah. So talk about what other personal years can cause injuries besides a seven.
Well, if you're an 11 year cycle, and basically 11 is the type of year cycle that your life is going to dramatically change. I don't care who you are, what you do. If you're an 11 year cycle, 11 in my mind, the most important thing about 11 is emotional energy. And if you're in an 11-year cycle, you're going to have a lot of emotional energy. Now, I've noticed that basically in sports, that people who are in their 11-year cycles do absolutely fantastic. Or the opposite end of the spectrum is they get injured. It's a catch-22. Either you're going to do great or you're going to get knocked out. There's no in-between. It's just like nothing.
Right.
Go ahead.
11 is borders on between greatness and destruction. And usually with 11, it could either put you in the limelight. An 11 can put you on the stage. It can bring a great deal of attention to you, or it can destroy you. You can actually end up losing something and having to start over. It can be like a lightning bolt that comes down into your life. So what you're saying makes, to me, I'm like, yeah, baby, that makes total sense to me. What about 4 years? What about 4 years? How do you feel about that?
Four years, if you're in a 4 year, you're going to have to outwork people, flat out. 4 year is very, very notorious for working hard and cutting off people within your life, becoming a hermit. Four years, I've always noticed that if someone's in a 4 year, they're working, they're sitting at home, and they're cutting off people in their lives. That's what I've noticed about 4 years.
Before
we go into anything else, I just want to say this. Most numerologists, and I'm telling you this from experience, most numerologists, they read a book and they think they know everything about numerology. This is not how this works. How this works is you go in life, you start talking to people, and you start seeing the type of things. If you see two people with the same birthday, they're going through the same things. You have to notice the pattern of energy. You can't read a book and tell everybody, I'm a master numerologist. It doesn't work that way.
Oh, honey, you're preaching to the choir here. I hear you.
Let me give you an example. I was talking to some guy who considers himself a numerologist, a 30-year veteran of numerology, knows a little astrology and all this. And he's telling me that if there's a date, 11-11, you have to count the numbers up, 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1. And that never made any sense to me because master numbers never break down.
Right. No.
Here's the thing. I have conversations with these other numerologists, mostly on Twitter. But I told someone on 11/11/2009, that's a 33 day.
Yeah.
Because you have the energies of three 11s combining to make the 33. Now, this other numerologist will tell me, 11/11/2009 adds up to 15. And, you know, I keep telling him, you're wrong, and he'll come back. Listen to this one, Allison. He'll come back, and he's like, I asked some of the best numerologists in the country, and they say you're wrong.
Well, honey, he ain't come knocking on my door, and I'll tell you what. Somebody approached me with that crap, and I'll be like, honey, and I'll actually quote him out of books. You know, I don't know what book you read, but that's wrong. And I don't want to bash other numerologists on the show, but, you know, there are some one-book wonders out there, and people that think that, you know. Okay, so enough about that. I want to get back. Okay. Because, you know, sometimes I listen. Okay, myself personally, okay, I just want to go on the record as saying, myself personally, one of the really bizarre things, and you've experienced this, right, here, I can quote what freaking page it is on a book, okay, and I also only, I've read hundreds of numerology books and studied them. However, there are some people that they're closer to the source. These are what are considered to be the Bible of numerology. These are the books that are the most important, considered to be the most important books ever written on numerology. Those are the ones that I pay the most attention to what they're saying. And I actually can see discrepancies in many of the other books. And there are a lot of things that numerologists will not agree on, and that's okay. There are certain things they will not agree on. But I tell you what, when people start saying, breaking down an 11, I don't care. You just broke the cardinal rule of numerology, bar none. And that's what I want to say there. Now, getting back to the 4, and what you said is okay, let me see if I remember what you said. You said that they have to outwork everyone. You notice that they are a little bit of a recluse, so they pull in, they're not as social, and something along those lines, okay? Now, one thing that you might want to think, and I'm going to just throw this out to you. I'm just going to throw it out to you as a thought, and I'm just going to want you to maybe start looking for this pattern, okay? But when you've got sports, well, actually, there's 2 points, okay? I'm going to write that one down. Okay, but with a 4, okay, something just popped in my head. Okay, so with a 4, okay, here's the deal. If you're in a 4-year, you've got to follow the rules. You have to work within the system.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if you've got some sports guy that's out there, that's if he's breaking the law and getting away with it, he is not going to get away with it in a 4-year.
Oh,
he's going to get
Allison, let me tell you a story.
Tell me a story,
Gary.
I've had
friends before that hustled and did things that weren't really legal. And as soon as their 4-year hit, I told them, stop. You're going to get caught. Stop. You're going to get caught. They never listen, and every single time, the police are knocking at their door and throwing them to jail. If you're in a 4-year, and you know what else? I'll even go deeper. If it's a 4-day, don't speed. If it's a 4-day, don't go out and do everything that is possible because the energy is not with you. I swear to God, Allison, I drive down the streets on 4 days, and I notice twice as many cops as any other.
You know,
a lot of people can say, you know what, you're nuts. I see this pattern all the time, and I can't believe I forgot to mention that. If you're breaking the law, everything you just said, if you're breaking the law and you're in your 4-year, you're done.
Okay. So, okay, great minds. Do you see, Gary, we have great minds, okay? We think alike, okay? And that's the one thing that I think is a really pattern. Now, when it comes to health, though, the one thing I'll say about a 4-year is oftentimes one of the cautions or warnings that comes in many, many books on numerology is what they're saying is you're under a great deal of stress because literally it's a year that you've got to put in the overtime. You've got to work extra hard. There could be a lot of stress. You're not having that much fun because, trust me, in a 4-year, you got to get down to business. You got to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the stress is really what causes people's health issues. And sometimes a person can experience health issues, not life-threatening, but they can experience health issues in a 4-year as opposed to other years. But basically, it's tied into stress. And one of the warnings or one of the, let's just call it pieces of advice, that a numerology book will tell you is buckle down, work hard, but be sure to take some time to relax and detox and de-stress from the extra workload. That's one thing that books will always tell you, you know, in numerology. So I think a 4-year, and also their career is not going to bust wide open in a 4-year. A person in a 4-year, it's going to be a mundane average year for them. They're not going to have any great anything. It's just going to be status quo because their big year.
You put in the work in your 4 year, and there's a lot of change in your 5 year. That's
exactly
how the system works.
Right, and so that's when the player, like if I was looking at a sports team, I'd say, okay, when they hit the 5 year, I could see where they're going to break out of the pack and be noticed, or have an opportunity to be noticed, or expand what they're doing. Because usually, when people hit 5 years, no matter what they're doing in life, a numerologist could be, a teacher, it could be, anybody. In a 5 year, usually whatever you're doing, you expand what you're doing, it gets bigger and bigger, people notice you more. You know, one of the things about your name, I notice, is a media number. The Gary Grinberg is a five, and you're in a five pentacle, so there's going to be a tremendous amount of expansion around you. You're in the right place at the right time because you belong in media right now, in communications, and your name, the short version of your name, is perfect for that. So, again, good going there. But in a 5 year, big expansion.
I'll tell you a story about that. I discovered numerology, after 9/11, but, I decided, I'm gonna, like I said before, I'm gonna go post these sports teams, and, I'm just gonna be the man behind the scenes, and they're gonna win a whole bunch of titles, and no one's ever gonna know why. Well, that didn't work out. not because I couldn't do it, because people wouldn't listen. So what I decided to do was, we have a great talk show host here in Cleveland. His name is Mike Rosano, and what I did was I started calling him up and giving all of these numerology examples. Well, one day he was like, this guy used to hang up the phone on me and say, I was nuts a couple years ago. But one day he's like, you're starting to make a lot of sense. Maybe I'm crazy. So he invited me down to the studio.
Uh-huh.
And when I went to the studio, I started reading people. People used to call up, do the same thing you do. I just read them like a book. And since then, I've been going on at least once every other month.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking about a big-time show, like a 50,000-watt station. So after I did that, I was like, after my birthday hit this year and I was in my one-year cycle, I was like, I need a job in radio. So I called up a guy who ran an internet sports talk show, and he ran the station. I was like, give me a job, and I want to start this job on 1/29/2009, on a 5 day with both those 11s. And
perfect.
So far, it's been pretty expensive. Yeah, I looked that day, and the first day I was on the show, I was like, this guy for the Boston Celtics is going to get injured. A guy by the name of Kevin Garnett. I understand that probably means nothing to you, but he's a big-time player, and within about 2 months, he got injured.
Sure.
So after that, people started taking notice.
Right.
And by the way, Kevin Garnett was in his 7 years, so that's how I could tell he was going to get injured. Now,
eventually they're going to come and they're going to whisk you away and have you predict the Kentucky Derby. They'll have you in Vegas doing odds.
I have to know when the horse is born first. That's why I keep telling people, they keep telling me, can you do horses? Well, yeah, tell me when a horse is born. I'll see what I can do. Tell me what kind of, when the jockey's born. Tell me if the horse, after I see the jockey's birthday and the horse's birthday, I'll be able to see if they have the right chemistry. See, one thing people don't get. Go ahead. Well, one thing people don't get is how big chemistry plays a role in all of this. Like, for instance, I'm not just a numerologist. I understand astrology. Astrology was my first subject I studied in what people would call new age science, but it's really old age science. I saw Denise Richards and Sean, whatever his name is. I forgot his name. Charlie Sheen. Now, they were both married, and as soon as they married, I didn't know the numerology back then, but I looked at the astrology, and one was born in 1965, the other one was born in 1971. One was born in the year of the snake, the other one was born in the year of the pig. That's not going to work. As soon as they got married, I was like, no, this is not going to work. They're going to break up. And they got broke up. Another couple, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. Brad Pitt is born in the year of the cat. Jennifer Aniston's born in the year of the rooster. That's not going to mix. That's the only reason they were together was because of lust, and they confused it for love. That's not going to work. So when people want to understand how they can use numerology, astrology, whatever you want to call it, in their everyday life, listen, it's very simple. If you can figure out, you know, who has the compatible energy with you, you can really help you out, you know, a lot in life. You don't have to go to the bar and start looking for people. You don't have to call up these dating services. You know someone's good with you chemistry, you take them and you mix them with, you know, and everything's going to work out. It's all about energy patterns. And that's why, you know, most people don't understand. Energy dictates everything. And all astrology, all numerology, all Wicca, all this other stuff does is it gives you the ability to read the energy. Don't let any other numerologist tell you anything different.
It is energy. It's all energy. Your energy, you know, blends and mixes with other people's energy. The one thing that I'm just going to throw this in here, though, is, you know, there's a lot of numerologists that throw around, you know, toxic numbers and this person being right or this one that. But, you know, really, in my understanding of what I've seen with people's charts and what I've seen going on, is sometimes people actually get into bad relationships because it's a karmic lesson that they're working out. Or, you know, sometimes you don't know what you want in life until you get to see what you don't want. So you have that crappy relationship, and then maybe it's an abusive one. So you go through it, you go through the pain and the agony of that relationship, and then you realize, I don't want this, I can't stand this. So it teaches you something, and based upon that experience, when it comes to the next Mr. Right, you're definitely going to have your radar up looking for signs of the things that you don't want. So I don't think that, you know, we want to go around and we want to think that we're supposed to live this life and find the absolutely perfect soulmate, and some of us are lucky enough to do that in life. But a lot of us muck around with relationships. That's really part of the plan. And it teaches us about, you know, relationships and people and things like jealousy and things like abusive relationships and things like that. It's part of the plan as well. And I think that they serve their purpose. And I don't think that anything happens by accident. Everything happens for a reason, including relationships. And the sad thing about it, Gary, is you can sit there and you can give somebody all the advice in the world about the most perfect relationship for them, but unless it's meant to be, it's not going to happen. They're going to not listen to you or not validate or value what you told them, and they're going to go on their merry way and make that mistake anyhow. I just think that everything happens for a reason. So relationship compatibility, or one of the nicest things I think about what you're talking about, is that you can look at what's different with people, because we all don't want to be alike, because that would be like totally boring.
Boring world.
We would want somebody that actually makes us a better person, or somebody that helps us to grow or teaches us something. But, you know, when you're looking at relationships, you can also see where there's the downfall to the relationship. Like myself personally, there's a combination in people's energy. It's a 19-1 and a 2. If somebody has got 19-1 and 2 in their chart, you know, I can try as hard as I can to make that into a friendship. It ain't going to happen. It just is so not working with my energy. And every 19-1 and 2 person I've ever met eventually drives me crazy. And eventually, you know, I just give up on the relationship. It's just, it can't happen. But, you know, like you were talking to me, and one thing I want to point out with your Chinese astrology, a lot of our listeners may not understand Chinese astrology. So they're not understanding, well, why would a pig and a snake not be good? Well, you know, a pig is probably one of the worst combinations for anybody that's a snake. And if the Chinese is having the year of the pig, you can bet your sweet bippy that anybody that was born in a snake year is going to have a crappy year. So, you know.
It's absolutely, you know, one of the things about Chinese astrology, the worst combination is an ox and a goat. Absolutely worst combination. And, you know, I've noticed this year, that's a horrible combination. That's the absolute worst. And I've noticed that if you're born in 1979, if you're born in 1967, 1955, 90% of you guys out there, unless you're numerology or unless you're born in a time of the, you know, a more compatible sign, you're going to get hit. I mean, I've noticed these athletes who were born in 1979, these politicians who were born in 1979, 67, they're getting hit left and right. Let me give you an example. Saddam Hussein, he was born 428, 1937. He's born in the year of the ox. Now, every single time that America went to war with this guy, it was the year of the goat. It's the opposite year. Let me give you an example. The first Gulf War started in 1991. That was the year of the goat. The second Gulf War started in 2003. That was a year ago. So if you have certain energy, just think of it this way. Every 12 years, you're going to get hit.
Well, you need to write this book. That would be a fascinating chapter in itself. That would be fascinating. I love that. I love it. I'm sitting here cracking up. That's amazing. So you actually did a prediction where you said that 90% of the people born in 1979 will have off years. I actually saw it on one of your websites. So that's based on Chinese astrology. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You also have actually predicted, you know, injuries to players, which is pretty amazing. Let me ask you one thing. This is one thing that I always thought about athletes. Okay. You know the ones in the eighth of the world. You know, generally they're the ones that got the physical stuff. Well, I think, you know, this trophy wife thing. What they say about ones, which I think is adorable, because they're just being who they are. I mean, but they don't like ugly, okay? Ones like to have, you know, somebody that's beautiful on their arm. They like to have attractive people. They don't really, when a woman meets a guy that's one, he's not going to be able to look past her less than perfect looks. He's actually looking for a hot 10. He's looking for that beautiful woman. And this is the one thing that I think is really funny, because I really think trophy wives, that terminology was really coined based upon, you know, athletes and also CEOs of companies, which CEOs of companies would be eights and or even athletes can have eights in their chart, but ones and eights are the ones that coin trophy wives, in my humble opinion. And I've actually have experiences with clients, because I do a lot of, you know, because of the internet explosion and the online dating things, and a lot of women are entertaining meeting men that they have not ever met. They just know a little bit of information about them, maybe talked to them on the phone, maybe emailed a few times. And so I have a lot of clients that come to me and they say, okay, well, here's the deal. Here's his numbers. And I can remember this one really specific client. And she, you know, had met this guy, and I'm working up his numbers, and we got double ones going on, and just the birthday, just in the date of birth. And, you know, she was really worried. You know, she's like, well, you know, I'm older than him, so I'm not really sure how he's going to deal with that, you know, and I, you know, got about 20 pounds on me I shouldn't have, and I'm like, you know what, if you want to go out with this guy, you know, looks are going to matter to him, so you need to get to the spa, you need to, like, get the hair done, you need to be looking as sharp as possible, because really, ones don't like ugly. So, and the people of the world that can look past that are the ones that have more compassionate hearts, like sixes. Sixes are the kind of people that when they look at people, that nice matters, not looks. Nice matters to a six. One, looks matter. So it's really fascinating and very interesting to me. And the truth of the matter is when she met this guy, he liked her personality. He liked everything about her, but he couldn't get past her looks. And so the relationship was very short-lived. And, of course, she told me, I hate it when you're right, Allison. And I'm like, well, I'm really sorry. But, you know, I'm just trying to clue you in on what that energy is and what that energy dictates. Now, Gary, I know I heard a beep. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take our caller, okay?
Okay,
Gary?
That's fine. Can I just mention one thing before you do? In numerology, it also works for letters. A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3. And when you talk about attractive, that starts with the A, which is, again, a 1. When you talk about athlete, that starts with the A, again, that's a 1. A lot of 1s have a problem with alcohol. Again, that starts with a 1.
Sure. Okay, gotcha. I gotcha. All right, Gary, I don't know, you're sounding a little muffled to me, so just speak into the phone, and I'm going to take the caller. So who's calling, please?
Hi, I'm Peg, and I am not an athlete. But I do have, I mean, I'm not sure what kind of questions you're supposed to ask. I think that I'm a 3 because it's December 17th, 54.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering what Gary could tell me about.
What's your birthday, man? 12/17/54. 12/17/1954. Okay, a little bit about yourself. You gain weight, lose weight
very
easily. Pardon me? You lose weight very easily. You're very karmic, meaning if you do bad things, they'll come right back to you. Some people, it can be bad things, and it will come back to them for about 8-9 years. You, it'll come right back to you. Being born in 1954, you have a very scientific mind. you're very geared toward the sciences. Since you're born 12/17, I would also say that, you know, right now you're just going through a period in your life where you're not sure what you want to do. You're getting bored very easily. You're just in one of those cycles. Next year, you're going to start working a lot more. And 2008 was probably a very rough year for you because you're born in the year of the horse, and 2008 was the year of the rat. Again, enemy sign. So, you know, without you asking me a question, that's pretty much what I can do for you.
So 2008 was a pretty good year for me?
No. 2008 was not a good year for you.
If you're born in
1954, like I said, that's more Chinese astrology, but I try to mix in the numerology and astrology and do it as best as I can, you know, a little bit of both worlds.
Right. Usually, well, what's interesting is 2008 was a three-personal year, and so that is in alignment with their life path, and usually that's a very, very strongly felt year for anyone whenever your personal year matches your life path number. So I want to throw in a little bit of numerology for her. The one thing I want to tell you, sweetie, is you're really a sensitive person, very sensitive. And I don't know if your feelings get hurt easy or if you get pushed around a little bit by other people, like you try to please them or you try to make them happy. But I do know at this time in your life, you're having to play, keeping peace and harmony in your life, keeping the balance, keeping the peace in all situations in your life, and you're having to be really, really patient at this time. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Very much so.
And let me also add that being a Sagittarius, you can't be stuck indoors. You have to move, you have to travel, because if you're stuck in one place, you're going to get depressed, you're going to get annoyed, you're going to get very angry. You always have to be on the move. Even if you have to take a walk through nature, you know, go because you're a nature lover. You love animals, and you always have to be around nature. Sagittarius are very free spirit people. You have to go out there and, you know, whether it's just sitting in the park, you just have to get more outdoors a lot more, and that will get rid of any depression you have.
That's true. Okay, and do you have, all right, let me ask you this really quickly, and then we'll let you go. You want to pay attention to your dreams and also your intuitions, and I don't know if you visually see things out of the corner of your eyes or are prone to that sort of a thing, but you really do have some psychic energy there in your life path number as well, and so you may have some experiences with that. So pay attention to your dreams, like whenever you've got a problem or something that you need resolution on, you want to, like before you go to bed at night, ask to get some insight in a dream, and you might be really surprised at what you get because your dreams come true as well. I mean, you can be very prophetic in your dreams. So dream journaling is really important for you. Pay attention to how you feel. You have some mediumship, clairvoyance, you know, strongly, and also empath as well written into your chart.
Very much.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, sweetie.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay,
right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Wow, so you were throwing in there some astrology, some Chinese astrology and numerology.
I do everything.
You're the man of many talents.
I'm sure you know everything that I know, pretty much so. I mean, if not even more, but I will put it like this. Everything has... The thing you mentioned about... If you're a three and you're in a three-year cycle, that usually works out. That's why I say people, usually 90% of people have bad years because if you're in your opposite sign, say you were the horse and that was the year of the rat. But if you're in the year cycle, that usually negates it because I always have said numerology supersedes astrology, any form of astrology. You know, I mean, if you want to be an astrologer, let's face it, you got to understand the Eastern astrology. You got to understand the Western astrology. You got to understand the Indian astrology. I mean, all of that information, your head could pop. All you got to do is count numbers.
Right. Well, like Vedic astrology, Indian medicine wheel. You know, the truth of the matter is that God didn't leave us here clueless. There are breadcrumbs. There are directions to your life. Numerology, for me, I mean, that's just the tool that I totally understand. Astrology, on all different levels. I think Chinese astrology is a little bit easier, but, you know, astrology, you that is just immense, what you, you know, to understand that as well. I know just enough to be dangerous, and I'm happy with that. So, but Gary, we're coming down on, like, the last 3 minutes of the show. And so what I really would like, I mean, you people, you have a Twitter, you have a MySpace. If somebody wants to follow you on Twitter, what's your handle? Tell them.
It's very simple. You don't have to go on Twitter. You don't have to do anything. All you got to do is Google Gary the Numbers Guy. My MySpace page will come up first. My second will be my Twitter account. And, you know, just do it that way. It's a lot simpler than, you know. But if you want to do it on Twitter, my name is Master Number 33.
Right.
That's my numerology number. And,
I enjoy.
Go ahead.
I just enjoy your Twitters. I kind of like, I always like, okay, here's Gary. He's on a roll here. So I enjoy watching your Twitters very much. We do have a caller, so I'm going to let the caller know that we just have 3 minutes left on the show. So really quickly, hi, who's calling?
Oh, hi, I'm Kim. My birth number, name number is number one. I mean, not my name, but by the birth date. And
give us your date of birth.
June 18th, 1957.
Okay, June 18th, 1957. Okay.
Right.
And do you have a...
Well, my question is, your guys are cracking me up because my name comes out to be a six.
Uh-huh.
And I never... And then I'm a rooster. And I'm just curious, what kinds of things do you see for this year? In terms of, like, is this a good business year? Because it comes out, I'm an eight this year.
Mm-hmm. You're an eight.
Well, right now, since you're going, since your birthday hit, you're in the 8 year cycle. And yes, money is the best. Money, power is basically what comes in 8 years. Money comes and goes. The best thing for you to do, if you're going to open up any business, make sure you do it on the 8th, 17th, or 26th, because they all add up to 8. Or the best money time, or the best number for wealth is number 28. There's a reason Bill Gates, the richest man in the world, is born on 28. The second richest guy in the world, Carlos Slim, is born 328. There's a reason. So if you're going to start any business, make sure you start it on 8, 17, 26, or 28. You start
including,
on those days, you're pretty much golden.
And do deals on that day, too. You know, contracts and deals and things like that.
This is so cool to hear. So basically, anything that comes out to an 8, open a business on a 28.
Well, I would. And also your checking account numbers, you want to make sure that you pay attention to the digits to your checking account that actually add up to specifically for you. It applies only to you. You want to keep an eye on them. You certainly don't want a 3 sitting there or a 5 sitting there because money will come in and out of that account so fast it'll make your head spin. But this is an 8 year, like Gary says, and so this year you should have recognition for what you've been working on. You should have a lot of pats on the back. There should be a promotion or money. Money should be flowing to you. It could be from things from the past, like Gary said. And the important thing is you know, you may have some payout on money as well. But it should, by the end of this year, you're going to feel pretty good about yourself and what you've been up to for the past 8 years, because this is your year of recognition. And we got to go, sweetheart, so good luck with that, okay?
Thanks. You guys are great today.
Okay, thank you.
Just one more tip, hon. Stay away from pets. If you're
born
to be a rooster, stay the hell away from pets.
Stay away from pets, okay.
Pets.
Okay.
Okay.
You said pets, right? P-E-T-S, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, everybody. Gary, I can't thank you enough because this is one of the most fascinating discussions that I've had in a long time on the show. And I really appreciate you coming on the show. Everybody, he's on Sports Talk Cleveland Mondays at 1 o'clock. You can
Monday through Friday.
Okay, and they can actually check for the links right there on Divisible by Number of Pages. Gary, we got to go. Thanks so much for coming. I appreciate
it. It was a blast, Allison, as always.
All right, come back again. And everybody, I'll be back again next week. And in the meantime, I wish you abundant blessings. Have a great night, everybody. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch at ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I want to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell, Health and Sciences Show on B.